Looking for a way to advance your career in healthcare? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Join us for our next information session to hear firsthand how this program, led by world-class faculty, prepares you to solve important problems in healthcare. The one-year Saturday course structure fits into your working lifestyle and earns you a master's in just 1 year. Learn more at healthcom.northwestern.edu. That's healthcom.northwestern.edu.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's springtime, and you know what that means. It's the crossroads of the sports world. And you know, we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff here on, you know, your favorite show, One Mic.
Log Talk Radio.
This thing right here,
yeah.
Is for my people's in the streets.
Yes, yes, today, yes, yes, today. You know, as we start to show this One Mic.
We There is a pause throughout the stadium as the man sounds like he just coughed up a lung. They're looking around the jumbotron shows and pans the cheerleaders, and as it goes down each cheerleader's face, each one breaks up into laughter, which at this particular time destroys half the stadium. The other half is still trying to figure out what the hell just happened. Does this guy need CPR or something? And then at that particular time, I lost it. Devon Druck.
Yes, yes, yes. Today,
Love Talk Radio.
This One Mic.
Phoenix is another place. They got a great training staff. I mean, they were able to breathe life back into Shaq. And if you can do that, you know, people talk a lot about their training staff.
Yes, today, you know, as we start this show, this One Mic.
Welcome to RSG One Mic. It's your guy, D. Wills. Welcome to the Real Sports Guys platform. This is your boy, D. Wills, here, having a good time here. And I'm hanging here with my man, Hank. How you doing tonight, Hank?
Hey, you know what? It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Get a chance to talk some sports. Get a chance to just get a chance to fat mouth a little bit. Feel good.
Yeah, you know, this is like the crossroad of the sports world, where we got college basketball is ending. We got baseball coming out. We got the NFL talk happening. We got NBA playoffs going on. Like, this is a weird kind of period. And, you know, we definitely have a topic we're probably going to dig a little bit deeper in on. But I thought with this show, since spring is here, you know, it would be good to just kind of, you know, take a trip around the world of sports, man. How do you feel about that?
You know what? I feel great about that. You know, this month is really my second favorite month. You know, my first favorite sports month is October. You know why, right? October, you have it all. You got football. You have baseball. You have the NBA starting. You have hockey starting. You have everything going on. This is my second favorite but the only thing about this one now, you have basketball, college basketball wrapping up. You have the NBA playoffs starting to heat up. You have the NHL starting to heat up. You got baseball that got going, get going. You got the NFL draft. It's just, you know what? It's just, it's two of the favorite times of the year as a sports fan. You got the NHL starting to get their playoffs going. You know, it's just a heck of a time. You got a lot to look at. You got a lot to look forward to.
And I forgot to put it on the rundown, but you also got the Masters. And why did
Absolutely.
I even forget about that? Because Tiger was there, but he wasn't really growling. But it was some great, great golf going on. Reed ended up winning it. You had McIlroy battling down the stretch. You know, you got the youngins trying to hold it in. But Tiger finished with one over. You know, I said that the major that I thought he would make a run was actually would be the British Open. And part of it is, it's something when you're away from home and away from the States. I think it's a different kind of energy for Tiger when he's doing something here, you know, in the United States, you know, on American soil. You're talking about the Masters and, or the U.S. Open. But I think when he goes to Great Britain, when he spends time there for the British Open, I think there's, I think he relaxes. He's had some of his biggest outings there. He's had some of his biggest wins there. And I just think being away from home, almost like packing up, you're going away, even though there's going to be a great crowd there, I think it's a place where he's going to focus. So I was really targeting the British Open as a major that I thought he could really put together and win it. But it was a good buzz, a great weekend. Sergio pulled a 10 cup, 5 shots into the water. And I heard a guy on ESPN talking about, because he's a caddy, it's a brother that does it, so it's really a different perspective. But he's like, okay, after the first one, you hand him the club and like, okay, let's just clear it. After he misses that one, you don't say a word, you just hand it. By the fifth one, you like, let me hit it.
Right, that's right.
You know, you have nothing to say, just give me the club, I'll swing it.
Right, but, I can't do worse.
So you add that into the mix. So there's a lot going on. What I'd like to do is wrap up this basketball season because, you know, we didn't get a chance to – we obviously had our attention, our eyes on the national championship game, and it's probably in the news cycle of sports, just like eternity ago. But we had a chance to watch Michigan try to make a run. You know, we're both, guys from Ann Arbor area in – and, you know, we Amazing Blue have grown up with it. But Villanova, I picked Villanova to win. And, you know, they are just another level team. You know, Dante's Inferno, everything. But I thought this would be a segment where I would let Hank just bear it all. You know, he's kind of the man. I try to be Switzerland. You know, I got a little badger in me. I try to do it. But Hank is going to plant the flag. And so I said, well, I'll just let Hank just bear it all and just kind of wrap a bow to this season for the Wolverines and for Villanova. So I thought I'd let you say some words in reflection.
Well, that's much appreciated. But, you know, I have to tell you this, okay? You know, to the Michigan fans out there, all right? And, you know, I have to talk to them. You know, I got to get them off the roof, D. You know, it's my job. I got to bring them in off the ledge. I got to keep them from, you know, hanging themselves naked in the shower. It's not that heavy, y'all. Come on back. This was for Michigan. First of all, let's start with the national champions. Let's do that. Let's give them the credit they deserve. This team was a complete team. They were a complete team year. They were number one. They only lost 4 games all season. You know, and Jay Wright is the next best coach, okay? He has done a phenomenal job with Villanova. And I know you and I were going back and forth. We was doing who did we think was going to be in the national championship game. We both picked Villanova to get there. You picked them to win. I picked Virginia. Virginia killed a lot of people's brackets this year. But the one thing that people were very consistent on was that Villanova team had the right stuff to get there. Okay? And you and I talked the last time we was on the air about Dante DiVincenzo and what his game looked like. And that his game, you said it yourself, I like his game. His game is sneaky, really, really good. And he chose to pick the grandest stage to clown. And I mean, yes. He clowned. Okay, it just so happened that the team he clowned against was against Michigan. But I don't know anybody else in the nation that would have put the clamps on that boy the way he played that night. He was absolutely phenomenal, and he was fun to watch. And that team deserved everything they got this year. They were start to finish the best team in the nation. And clearly, as crazy as this tournament was, there was one constant throughout this entire tournament, and that was the Villanova Wildcats. They beat everybody by double digits. They clowned everybody they played. They were the no-doubt best team in the tournament, bar none. Now, that being said, on the other side of that bracket, you had the Michigan Wolverines, all right? And Michigan fans, I want to be analytical for a minute here, okay? Because this was a team that a lot of Michigan fans were 70-30 on, and the 70 was that this ain't going to be the year, All right. In fact, in the Big Ten, they weren't even picked to be the third best team in the Big Ten. All right. Especially when you saw what was going on with the Ohio State Buckeyes early. Everybody had Michigan State as the number one and the best team in the Big Ten all season long, followed by the Purdue Boilermakers. And then it went backwards and forwards that you had Ohio State, you had Penn State, you had these other teams, and then you had Michigan just kind of like hovering around there somewhere. So for this team to win back-to-back Big Ten tournaments, make it to the tournament, and then get to the championship game, and never shot well at all, D. I mean, they couldn't hit the ground what they had.
Oh.
5 out of the 6 games, they were awful. Okay? They were terrible. And the thing is, but they played such sound defense, the basketball guy smiled on them and got them to where now you have an opportunity if you're John Beilein. And you're this Michigan coaching staff to build upon this. You've made it to 2 national championship games in the last 5 years. You need to do something about that. You need to win. You need to win one. You need to maintain a level of consistency. I will say this: when I look at Jay Wright, when I look at Villanova, when Villanova beat North Carolina on their last second shot, I remember watching that game, and I remember saying to myself, you know, if I was Michigan, I would pour Jim Harbaugh money into this coach to get him here because he knows how to win and he plays inside, outside basketball and he spaces the offense and all these different things. Lo and behold, John Beilein learned how to do that same thing. And thus you see the emergence of the Michigan basketball team. To put a bow on this season, it was one of the craziest tournaments I've ever seen in my life, okay? But what you saw with college basketball this year, you saw a lot of parity, okay? You saw a lot of teams where if you're not one and done, and I know how to coach basketball, I can keep you here 3-4 years and develop your game, and you can make a run that nobody thought about. Think about Loyola Chicago, okay? You think about that team with all them letters, but they're called the Retrievers. All right, don't nobody ever forget them. They're going to remember them Retrievers, but they want all them letters, A, B, C, D, E, Retrievers. University. You know, that beat Virginia. You know, but because that's what they're going to tell you, the Retrievers. But people are going to remember that. They're going to remember that North Carolina got smoked. They're going to remember the overtime game between Kansas and Duke. But what they're not going to remember is that Villanova was the best team. They'll remember that Villanova won. But they're going to remember Loyola Chicago. They're going to remember that team. They're going to remember Sister Jean and just that whole thing about what happened here. And it was a crazy tournament, and I'm glad to see my boys get there. I'm glad to see Michigan basketball is back. You know, the funny thing now is going to see the dynamic between Michigan and Michigan State now that both have reputable basketball programs and see what happens there. But very proud of this team. Didn't expect this run. But glad it happened.
Yeah, I mean, you put it right on the head. And I think, you know, I mentioned that, you know, Jay Wright did this, what I call a basketball version of Tom Osborne. He got some of those kids to commit to being redshirts, allowing them to get used to school, develop the program, and allow for his leaders to develop. And, you know, he's not going to be able to do that model all the time. You know, you got to have the right kids, but the fact that he's on the East Coast and he has a lot of talent, he's not that far from the DMV, he can get some of those five-star cats. He's got a guy who had committed to Arizona who's going to be coming in, five-star point guard coming in. If Brunson stays and some of those other guys stay, they're reloading all the way. There's some thought that Brunson might stay, which would be incredible. And so, but even if he doesn't stay, he's got some of these other guys staying like Spellman and Dante. They got Eric Pascal. I mean, so they got the bigs who shoot the J's. They're coming. They got Booth staying, probably returning, you know. And so he's loaded up for a while going there. And like I think you said, what Beilein learned this season is what I call the Doc Rivers technique. He's an offensive genius, but he found a way to find a defensive coordinator and also emphasize defense and let people know that he cared about it, which not to say he never did care about it, but he got somebody who could really run his defensive system, complement what he's trying to do offensively. And I see him staying committed to that defensive philosophy. And so if he does that, then what it allows him to do is to do what they did in this tournament, that they can win games. They don't always have to have great shooting nights. And I think that's the thing that's, so they're just not so much relying on the three, but they can get turnovers, they get rebounds, get some breaks. So you know, I think there's something that he can build on moving forward. And so I think it's a good run. And, you know, and the best team, like you said, won. You listen to the Real Sports Guys. All the callers and the hosts are brought to you by Carbon World Health, your complete solution for fitness, health, and beauty. Go to carbonworldhealth.com to connect with Dr. Nestor Rodriguez and his staff to learn more about lifestyle medicine. Tell them that the Real Sports Guys sent you. Along with Carbon World Health, for our Real Sports Guys tourney, we also had our good friends from Orange Street Storehouse. From their door to yours, Orange Street Storehouse offers you the highest quality gourmet coffee and tea to enjoy in the comfort of your home with your family and friends. Go to orangestreetstorehouse.com for all your high-quality gourmet coffee and tea needs. We want to thank Michelle Capers, good people over there at Orange Street Storehouse for supporting us this year. And when we talked about the prizes and all the opportunities that were connected with this year, the one prize we did tell you that the top person gets is opportunity to interview. And so our winner, Ben Miller, was real nervous about being on here live and being on with us. So we actually taped this interview. And when we come back from this short break, we'll go right into the interview that I did with Ben Miller, our winner of our RSG tourney challenge. So we'll be back in a minute, and you'll get a chance to hear what Ben said about his run in this wacky and crazy tournament run. I would say it was probably one of the craziest tournament runs. He actually won one earlier in our tournament challenge 3 or 4 years ago, but this one was something special.